things backed up in the first year you ever saw. So they waited on it since last May, and they got nothing. They just say, "Go eat cake, we won't eat much here." This old contentious judge Smith, six months ago, said, "Well, just give me a hearing, and I won't eat baskets and report it until next year."
Just a moment, Mr. O'Brien.
Well, that's closer than I'd like it, but it's better than I thought.
Yeah. Well, they're doing the final passes now. Now, they adopted the Jones Amendment in there, which they coolly didn't want, and they were going to roll call it out of there. But then they decided, in view of the circumstances, not to get into a brawl, let it stay there, and if this thing goes anywhere in the Senate, they'll take it out.
That's good. I got a count from Albert that says 140 will sign a petition now, 19 later, be 160 roughly.
Yeah.
And they don't know how many Republicans now. We just got to let the party of Lincoln get on that goddamn spot and keep them there and carry it right on through the election. If there ain't any civil rights, let's find out about it right now.
Well, McCulloch has made a speech up on the floor there this afternoon saying this is just terrible and violates the concept that, as he saw it, of bipartisanship that he had established.
Yeah,
this
he established it. Hell, he told Kennedy in my presence he was for this bill, and as soon as Kennedy dies, he runs like a damn
That's
person.
Exactly what he's doing. Well, that's the way they want to play it. I'm sure we're capable of playing it hard.
We are. We'll play it for keeps, too.
Okay.
And you just let them know that that's what it is. Let every man stand up and be counted.
Well, you can give that to Charlie to start with in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to. I saw Dirksen this morning. He loosened up the deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Mr. President.